Okay, let's give some love to Brian, to Jacqueline, to Marianne. Great song. Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning again. So before I get started, I'm talking about developing our inner life. But before I do my talk, and boy, I'm ringing. Hello. Anyway, I want to ask you, you know the drill. Are you open?
Yes.
Good. Are you willing to receive whatever the gift is that whatever said here today is going to awaken something within you? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Is anybody not willing to be open, receptive? Good. I always ask you because I know that for you, your soul is asking for something that is going to be the right answer, the right thing that lifts you up into your own divine, magnificent self. Yes?
Yes.
Good. So I want to start out with a story, and it comes from Outrageous Openness. And in India, they tell a story about someone who complains to the guru about the smallness of his home. And the guru says, listen, go find a sheep and move it into your house. He said, trust me and do this. So the guy does, which of course makes things more crowded. And he returns and he's told in succession to add a cow, a dog, a chicken, a calf, until things are totally unbearable, which you can imagine. When he's finally half out of his mind, he goes back to the teacher who says, now go home and take away each one of the animals. When the guy returns, the guru smiles and says, now doesn't your place feel big? I like that because it's all our beliefs that create our reality. Here he thought it was small and until he got so cramped in it that he realized, wait a second, this is big when I remove certain things. What is the reality we're holding about ourselves? See, because developing our inner life, have you ever been in a storm? Maybe it's a storm of life where everything seems to be blowing ill will toward you, or nothing seems to be going exactly right. Anybody? Not you. Okay. Somebody you know, okay? And remember that the eye of the storm is the place of peace. Yes? Look what Tony did. Divine, magnificent self, I am. In the eye of the storm. See, developing our inner life means to me when I'm in a storm of life and people or events seem troublesome, there is only one place that you and I can find peace, and it's at the eye, the center of the storm, where God is. The eye, the peace we each seek in storms of life, is right where our divine nature is and resides in each and every one of us. When we find ourselves blown about by life, anybody? I don't know if recently, but you had the wind, we had the wind. It lifted the umbrella that was closed on our deck and absolutely lifted it up and just missed our window. That's sometimes how life feels, isn't it? When we feel thrown about in events, there is only one answer. This event may not look good. However, God, the divine, the beloved, is the good that we each seek in our life. Developing our inner life means that we each have to find our safety in the I am, where we are one with God. Developing our inner life means I don't allow myself to be moved or defeated by an enemy or radicals of life. Anybody? It's like events or people who wish you harm or seem to or disturb your peace. Anybody like the neighbor who was fighting? The one thing of understanding this inner sanctuary within us is we cannot let our past create our future. And it's so important for each of us to keep our eye on divine love, not on who hurt you or what went amiss, but that there's something greater waiting and available for each and every one of us. So I'm going to invite you, when that happens, to stop and to tell yourself, I am centered in God. I am in the center of all this that's raging around. I am safe in the I am. And I will shake off self-pity or looking for the wrongs of life. I will get up every day expecting greater good to take place today. Hear that? I will get up every day expecting greater good to take place. That really opens you up to the greater possibilities. See, our inner life is dependent on no one else. Everybody breathe into that, because I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life, if I wasn't happy, that I thought it was due to someone else or something else. Our inner life means that we are each committed to the spirit of life in us, as us. No matter what takes place, no matter what happens, each of us must know that with God, all things are possible. This is how we create and develop our inner life, our inner guide. Just because you can't see it in the moment or feel it, keeping your focus on the future dream, what is it that you wish to have, to experience? And the dream of everything working out so perfectly takes trust. Trust and a knowing that there is a miracle taking place that just you haven't seen it quite yet. Yes? Good. So our job is to hold the vision of the greatest good. What's possible? What would you like to see? What would you like to have take place? And visualize that. We hold this vision. We hold this picture in our hearts and our minds, no matter what. And we allow room for a miracle to take place. Do you see? See, when we focus on how small the house is, especially when we filled it up with all these animals, then we're not able to see the miracle. Yes? Our inner life is dependent on each of us taking a step of faith, trust, into our future dreams, into the ideas of what is the highest and greatest good. We see it all the time when people come up here and ask for support. They have a vision. They have an idea of what they wish to have take place in their life. And in the moment, they can't quite see it for themselves. So they ask each of us to see that dream for them, for the highest good of all and the harm of none. When we think negative of someone, we are really talking to ourselves. So we really want to be mindful of that. And we hold back good from anyone, it will clog up our own pipe of our greater good. Our inner life is dependent on our thinking. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to what you're thinking. Any moment in each experience, We have the power to choose. We have the power to choose and express gratitude no matter what's going on. I like doing that. Even when there are times of confusion and doubt, I say, thank you, God. Because I know with this going on, something even greater is about to take place. Yes? You see, because when we do that, we open the door for something more that we can't even begin to think possible. We want to express that gratitude even before it happens. We want to give thanks. Thank you. I know good is on its way. When someone is judging you, what do you say? Thank you. Anybody? Think about it. Knowing it's only about what they are seeing, it really isn't about you. Yes? So we want to say what? Thank you for that information about you. Your house is full. When we take life and events lightly, it lightens our heart. And remember, every moment you can choose to live from faith, no matter what's happening. You say, my faith is greater than this. My belief in the spirit of life is greater than this that is taking place. And you want to call upon the highest good of God to show up. Because you see, when we ask, we do receive. But if we go and say, oh, this is horrible, I don't know what I'm going to do about this, and spirit always goes and says, oh, horrible, you want horrible, I know what that is. We want to say, this is good. Thank you. Because you see, when we're developing that inner self, that sacred and holy place within us, like what I said in the meditation, nothing can harm or hurt that part of us. Think on this. What we dream of the future, what is the dream that you wish to have in your future? Do you hold it? Do you trust it? Or do you question it? What is it right now that you would like to have take place? I heard earlier, somebody wants a really good car. Just imagine. Just hold it. How will you feel in this dream? How will you feel when you get this that you desire? Think of how you're going to feel. How great is your faith as you move forward into this dream? Do you say, oh yeah, I can feel it, I live in it? Or do you stop and question it? Well, this has never happened before. Why can I think it happens now? Stop, call yourself back. Oh, I have to know that with God, all things are possible. See, because divine love wants your very best. And it's up to us to trust. By giving our thinking and our thoughts and our beliefs that aren't quite in sync with what we really truly desire, give it to divine love. Okay, God, this is yours. I don't want to think this way anymore. Be willing to cultivate our inner life. Fearless and confident. You know, I wake up every morning and I say, ah, thank you, God. Today I am fearless. I am confident. Yes? And it's really funny when you do that because you go through the day, you feel very confident. Try that. I'm fearless. I am confident.
I'm fearless. I am confident.
And follow God's lead in divine design. All of our problems. It's really outside of us. It's outside in the upset. The eye of the storm. is the place of safety for each and every one of us. In our inner self, warm fire of our soul, grounded in spirit. See that. The I am, warmed by the fire of your soul. Everything waits for you in the center. Are you going to say no to it? Are you going to have faith in it? So, we want to be responsible for our own inner, divine, magnificent self. So before we go to anything else, I'm just going to give you a list of things you want to really be bored with. Be bored with fear. Be bored with looking for what's wrong. Anybody? Be bored with gossip. Be bored with calling life or people wrong. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you available?
Yes.
Good, I like those yeses. Okay, so let's get ready. I am ready to receive greater good. Let's say it together. I am ready to receive greater good. I am centered in my divine self. I am the beloved of God. I am living in the eye of love. Say that one last one again. I am living in the eye of love. Ernest Holmes taught us that permanent happiness could only come from an inner sense of certainty that cannot be shaken. This is what our founder, Ernest Holmes, talks about. Science of Mind teaches us that when we focus on the inward vision, on this indwelling harmony, as we contemplate its perfection, we will see it manifest in everything we do, and we will find ourselves renewed by divine life, led by divine intelligence, and guided by divine love. I love the way Ernest Holmes says this. He says it so clearly. And I love Psalms 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. And so I'm going to close this morning. I don't know if all of you are reading Richer Living, but the 30th Richer Living was really beautiful. And it says, perhaps things are better than they appear to be. Have you ever really tried having confidence in spirit? Have you ever experimented with your own mind to see if you could come to a place where you really believe there is good enough to go around? Where you really believe there is good enough to go around? Let's take that into prayer. So just breathe into that good enough, actually more good than you can ever imagine. For there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name, the divine, love, the infinite, God, spirit. There's only one life, one love. And it is the life and the love that lives at the very center heart of each and every one of us, for we each are the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know. This is the truth. And so I open to all the good and all the magnificence and all the grace and clarity and miracles that abound, that are available to and through each and every one of us. And I know that where there's a need for a healing, that power and that presence of pure spirit lives and is alive at the center of the I am within each and every one of us. And we turn to that divine presence. And we know that there is a greater truth for and about each and every one of us. And we stop in this moment and we recognize it. And we allow it to waken deeper within us than ever before. And we call forth that greater good to take place in our lives and the lives of our loved ones. I'm knowing and accepting that greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this divine mind. I trust the mystery and the miracles that are already on their way right now. And so I release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over, we are full of it, and we're proud of it, and we celebrate it. We recognize it in ourselves and in each other. And so if you feel like you want to believe or you are believing any of this that I've said, please join me in saying, and so it is,
and so it is,
and so it shall be.
And so it shall be.
Amen.